This is my history project podcast continued. So, let's continue then. Okay, in 1980, Ronald Reagan runs for and wins the presidential election with Vice President George H.W. Bush. And George H.W. Bush and his son, George W. Bush, both become president later on, which is pretty cool. But on March 30th, only a few weeks after inauguration, March 30th, 1981, there is an assassination attempt on Ronald Reagan's life. But he survives it, obviously. And it's kind of funny story. A seventh grade student sent a letter to Ronald Reagan asking for funds because his mom said that his room was a disaster area, and, you know, some funds are sent to disaster areas. So this kid was asking for money to help clean his room. So Ronald Reagan suggested that he make it a volunteer effort. Jelly beans were Reagan's favorite snack. He usually ate them when a visitor took too long. And in 1986, the rocket ship Challenger exploded. And when Reagan gave his speech on this, he talked basically directly to school kids. People called him the Great Communicator, but he didn't like that nickname. He just said that he communicated great ideas. In 1984, he wins the presidential re-election. And in 1987, he gives the Berlin Wall speech. You know, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Yeah. In 1989, he leaves office after serving two terms. And his Berlin Wall speech worked. He got a 3-ton piece of it sent to him. Yeah, later in 1989. In 1994, Reagan was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And he basically said, this is a quote of his, "When the Lord calls me home, whenever that may be, I will leave with the greatest love for this country of ours and eternal optimism for its future." So, Ronald Reagan was probably going to be a pretty charismatic guy. He sounds pretty fun to hang out with. But on June 5th, 2004, Ronald Reagan dies. He is the oldest president, actually. The oldest president. He was 83 when he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. He was 93. So he lived 10 years after that. He was 93 when he died. At his funeral ceremony, there was a riderless horse with Reagan's boots turned backwards in the stirrups. And says, "Since the ancient Roman times, the riderless horse has been a symbol of a departed hero." So Ronald Reagan held great respect. Says a military honor guard carried Reagan's casket up the steps of the Capitol building. A bunch of people, says more than 100,000 people passed by to come see him. World leaders came to say goodbye. So, okay, that's basically it. Ronald Reagan, thank you. All of the quotes that I used while doing this podcast, I got from a book called Who Was Ronald Reagan by Joyce Milton.